Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims. Today, we play songs from a long-awaited album from the band Phoenix. We also tell about a way to unload unwanted clothing and still have something to wear. But first, we visit a famous show at America's Smithsonian Institution. The Smithsonian Crafts Show is the most respected show of its kind in the United States. It is also one of the most difficult for artists to enter. This year, more than 120 artists displayed their work in the Smithsonian Institution's National Building Museum in Washington. Steve Imber tells us about one of them.
Bob McNally considers himself both an artist and a musician. He invented an instrument he calls a strum stick. He says it is designed to get everyone to make music.
People are capable of playing musical instruments, but if you play an instrument and get frustrated with it early enough, you decide it's you. There's something lacking in you. And I wanted to make an instrument that was sort of a frontal assault on that misunderstanding.
The strum stick has only three strings. Bob McNally says that makes it easier to play than other stringed instruments.
The frets are spaced to give you just a major scale. Do, re, mi. And that means that when people squeeze one string, they get a couple notes in the background for free, and they get the notes of a major scale, no wrong notes. So for beginners, it's very, very unfrustrating to learn, and people get results with it right from the start.
He sells about 3,000 strum sticks a year. The price starts at about $170 and can go as high as $340, depending on the kind of wood used and other materials added to the instrument. Many of Mr. McNally's sales come from events like the Smithsonian Craft Show. 12 kinds of media were represented at the show last month. It included the work of fabric artists, glass artists, leather workers, and also furniture and basket makers. The admission process for artists is very competitive.
I'm always extremely grateful when I get in because it's obviously a good show to do in terms of business, but the thing that's almost more important is that the people that come to the show, the public, are very educated about craft.
Profits from the Smithsonian Craft Show go toward education, research, and other services at the Smithsonian Institution.
Clothes swapping has become an increasingly popular activity for women in the United States. The women can give away unwanted clothing at a clothes swap event and get something different in return. Clothes swapping lovers are now using social media to help publicize such events. VOA's Michael Lippin went to one recent gathering in Northern Virginia. Christopher Cruz has his report.
About 300 women went to the clothes swap at a high school in Springfield, Virginia. It was the largest crowd ever for the area's popular clothing swap group.
Good brands here, though. God, they're good brands. I mean, this is a J. Crew sweater.
The women bring shirts, dresses, and other clothing they no longer want. In return, they can take home almost anything they like. Ashley Moore was having a very good day.
I brought five shirts, and I like already I got two nice pairs of boots, and they were like new, not even used.
Daphne Steinberg was too.
For anyone who knows, Ann Taylor Loft. Ann Taylor is a really nice women's designer, and you know, I will totally wear this to work. So, you know, I love that. I love that I can outfit myself for work, have a good time in doing it, not totally bankrupt myself.
Sandy Van Dusen likes the idea that clothes are finding new homes instead of being thrown away.
Because it helps to keep the earth green. there's no point, in my opinion, in continuing to buy new clothes when we can reuse what's already here. Give it a new home, you know, let somebody else love what you used to love and no longer love.
All right, come on down.
Kim Pratt organized the clothing swapping event in Springfield. She also organized a money-raising activity for the high school's debate team. It is one of several ways that her group gives to charitable causes. Another is by donating all of the unswapped clothing to shelters for victims of domestic violence. Kim Pratt says she first heard about clothes swapping from Suzanne Agassi, who began holding private swaps in California in 1996.
I started doing this myself 4 years ago, and we've been doing it for 4 years, getting bigger and bigger each time we have a swap.
She used the social media website meetup.com to help publicize the events. The website has helped her group grow from 30 members to 1,300. Ms. Pratt says most of the members respect clothing swap rules, but she says competition for desirable fashion can be strong.
We have to tell people sometimes not to hover over the new people coming in with their clothing as they put it out. Some people tend to grab the stuff right out of their hands, and it becomes like a free-for-all. We try to avoid that as much as possible.
The French band Phoenix is finally out with another album, and sales are strong. Bankrupt is number 4 on Billboard Magazine's list of the top-selling 200 albums. Counting all different ideas drifting away. Past and present, they don't matter, not a future sorted out. Watch your move. That song, 1901, brought huge fame to Phoenix in 2009. It was on the group's 4th studio album, Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix. The record went gold, selling more than 500,000 copies. Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix won the band its first Grammy Award for Best Alternative Album. Then, 4 years went by, with no new music from the group. Last month, Phoenix released its 5th album, Bankrupt. The sound is pop with an edge. The band's members told a reporter that David Bowie was a major influence on this album, and you can hear it in the first song, Entertainment. Phoenix performed last weekend at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival in Louisiana. Last month, they energized crowds at the Coachella Festival in California. And hours from now, they are to perform at the Sweet Life Festival in Maryland. Well, I really got to go now. If only I knew you're not just anyone. Even though we're not supposed to, I would rather be the closest to anything. Is it a false alarm? And I'm the one. You can't cross the line, but you can't stop trying. You can't cross the line, but you can't stop trying. Phoenix's members say that they enjoy performing for crowds and that they work as hard at that as they do in the recording studio. Bassist Dick Darcy told a reporter that was partly why they called the album bankrupt. He said they gave everything they had to get to this point. In his words, in that way, it's meant as a term for absolute commitment. There's a notion of the absolute in bankruptcy that we like. Phoenix is surely committed to one song on the album. We leave you with the more than 7-minute title track from Bankrupt.
Chances are slim. Victory lap for more feathery eyes. Dating vendetta when small spray pesticide.
I'm June Sims. Our program was written by Christopher Cruz and Katie Weaver, who is also the producer. Michael Lippin and Julie Tabo provided additional reporting. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. Caledonian rich and young, self-titled portrait, court in session just as dumb. Rush into it anyway. Forever is for everyone else. Rough cup of sequins. And not alone to lay on. Stolen kisses anyone near. Caledonian rich and young. Self-entitled portrait. Court in session just as dumb. Rush into it anyway. Forever is for everyone else. We're off a cup of sea.